The shooting at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is the 27th school shooting in the United States this year. And the details of this week's massacre are shockingly similar to one that happened nearly 10 years ago. It's Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. That pain is still fresh for Nicole Hockley, who lost her 6-year-old son, Dylan, at Sandy Hook. She is now the CEO of the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. Nicole, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm sure that you hear the echoes of Sandy Hook in Uvalde. How have you been doing over the last few days?
I will admit that Tuesday I was in an awful state, an absolute emotional, in turmoil, in shock, in numbness, extremely volatile, because it was just so... I mean, every shooting re-traumatizes me, but this was just hauntingly similar to what happened at Sandy Hook. So it was more reliving and re-traumatizing than any previous shooting.
And have you offered to help parents in Uvalde? Have you spoken with any of them yet?
I have not spoken to any yet. I am prepared at a moment's notice to get there and to help, whether that's to listen, to provide support, help with financial needs, really whatever they need. I want to be of service. Sandy Hook Promise wants to be of service. We just want to be helpful because we've had 10 years of experience here and we can help navigate some of the milestones ahead that no one really thinks they're going to ever have to deal with.
Right. I mean, and let's talk about that because, you know, from a personal perspective, from a parent's perspective, I'm just thinking about my 6-year-old. It's her last day of kindergarten today. And all week long, I and many other parents around the country have been asking ourselves, like, what if my kid doesn't come home from school? I cannot fathom having to deal with ever knowing the answer to that question. So how do you bear that grief?
I don't even know if I have an answer to that question because it's just something that you wake up with every single day and it's ever present. It's really just about allowing and respecting the fact that everyone's journey in this is separate and unique. There is no right way or wrong way. And it's just giving yourself the space and the grace to do this in the way that works for you. And every day, as long as you just take one step, one inch forward, that's progress, because this takes significant amounts of time navigating this, leaning on friends to support you. I mean, who thinks about trying to coordinate a funeral for their child? A parent just doesn't go there. You need your friends to help you with that. And then each day you'll continue to find a different way through the darkness into a point where you can live again.
Earlier you mentioned milestones. What were some of the milestones for you?
Some of them came thick and fast in terms of funerals, service, how to deal with media. Unfortunately, we had to deal with hoaxers as well. There's been a lot of different things, but then there's also all of the firsts, the first birthday that's missed, the first holiday that's missed, that first Christmas or summer vacation, all of those firsts, the first time you go to their bedroom, and you don't know, what do I do with their bedroom? Do I take it down? Do I pack things away? These are things that no one thinks about, but they are these moments that completely can overwhelm you and paralyze you in your grief and trauma.
I'm sure you were paralyzed in many ways, but in others, you weren't. You took action. You tried to help pass laws, strengthen background checks, which failed. You did research. You sat into focus groups. What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in the past decade in an effort to prevent this from ever happening again, which of course it has?
Yeah. Key things that I've learned is that there is more will for change and making this part of our history rather than part of our future. There is more will for that than there are barriers. The biggest barriers we have are unfortunately on Federal Hill at the moment, with people that don't seem to want to have a conversation about how we can address this. But at a community level, at a state level, and certainly at a school level, there's a lot that we can do. So that keeps me going, because all those lessons that I've learned and then put into practice are creating change and are saving lives. But what I've also learned is that, you know, this is really about the next generation. You know, for the last 10 years, you know, my surviving son is now a senior in high school. His generation, all they've ever known our school shootings and how to do things like active shooter drills and prepare in the event of a school shooting. This is their normal. And when they grow up, when they're of voting age, when they're parents themselves, they are going to be the ones that are not going to allow that future to exist for their own children. So they will be the change that comes. And that's what I hold on to.
I can't help but think about your older son, Jake. As you say, he's about to graduate and he has grown up in this culture of school shootings. How is he doing today?
You know, it's, and this is kind of heartbreaking. I spoke to him. He was with me Tuesday night and I said, "How are you?" He gets very silent in these moments and I don't know what's going on in his head. And I said, "How are you?" And he said, "You know, it's just another shooting. This is what happens. This is what we live with." And that in itself is just so heartbreaking that he accepts this and expects this as the normal for his generation. I know as he grows up, his anger is going to come out in ways that even he doesn't yet comprehend. But that is...
He hasn't processed.
He hasn't processed it at all.
Like you're saying.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. Nicole Hockley is CEO of the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation. Her son Dylan died in the Sandy Hook school shooting a decade ago. Nicole, I'm so sorry we had to have this conversation, but thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.